We're joined in studio just off the practice field by Bills cornerback Sharice Wright. Sharice, thanks for coming by. Happy holidays. How are you feeling?
Thank you. Feeling good.
You got a lot of playing time in recent weeks, especially with the injury to E.J. Gaines. And you've had to learn to be versatile, right? A little inside, a little outside.
Right. 1 week is nickel. The next week is corner. But our corners travel in this defense, what helps a lot. You know, kind of, so we all kind of play nickel in a sense. It's not as much, you know, when they want to go in a slot, when we're in like base personnel, we'll have to come over. So,
how much have you guys changed since the beginning of the year? I remember coming into the season, it was like, okay, this is going to be a zone team. They play mostly zone, but it seems like now you guys are just like throwing catch right there.
Is that what
I mean, if you have zone, you got to bring some type of pressure behind it. You can't let them sit back there. But even in man. You know, trying to guard Grant one-on-one, find somebody that's that big that can get around his big body, a guy like that. And like you said, when he has time in the pocket, it's hard. The best thing you can do is just play discipline. That's the best thing you can do against those guys is don't make mistakes and don't beat yourself.
Yeah, a caller earlier in the show who suggested that there's no way you can put a corner on Gronkowski. I think there is once in a while, right?
I mean, depends on who that corner is.
Right.
If that corner is big enough to – I mean, our safeties are – just as big as corners. You know, most safeties in the league nowadays are just as big as corners. He's got to be able to move. I mean, but he's too fast for linebackers in a sense, and you know, he's a little bit too big for corners, man. Like you said. So
that's so crazy to me. I mean, I was in New England and trained with them, been on the field with them, but when I watch him go against these defenses, he just seems he looks so slow to me. But it's like he gets open, you know. And then when he'll catch it and he takes off, and it's like nobody's catching him. This dude is slow as dirt.
He doesn't look fast at all on film, man, and it could be deceiving. Maybe because he's so big. He's just a big body guy, so he doesn't look like he's moving fast. And his catch radius is a lot, you know, bigger than a lot of other people. His quarterback, you know, he has one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's going to put it in the right spot.
I mean, the thing I always think about with watching Gronkowski is almost like basketball. He's like one of those low post guys who just uses his body to shield and gives you a target, you know, gives you one hand to throw a pass to or something, and you can't get to it because he's so wide, you know,
Wide
up top.
Right.
It's kind of like a basketball player.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, since you brought up basketball, let's talk about a little dribbling that you do. As you caught the interception last week, started to return it, and decided you wanted to play and-one basketball, dribble it to yourself,
man,
a little bit.
That was a dribble, right?
It was a bounce to myself kind of, you know, pass, I guess. I don't know what that was, but I got to hold on to that ball.
I thought you were taking it to the house, and then I'm like, oh, we fumbled!
Yeah, I thought I was, too. I think we all
did. You got
did,
a little too excited.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
Loose
Micah kind of, it's in my left hand. I got to get that ball in my strong hand, but.
Did your own teammate hit it out? Or
yeah, Micah kind of hit it out, but I got to hold on to it.
You tell Micah.
I just hope they gave him.
Why you hating on me, Micah?
Like, hey, I hope they gave him a forced fumble.
They give him a forced fumble?
Yeah, hopefully they did. Right here you see his arm.
He almost reached back and got it.
Yeah, he reached back.
It was the Dolphins game was, I mean, Cutler was putting it up there for you, and all three of you guys almost, not saying easy interceptions, but all three of them were like gift wrapped to you, to you.
You got to catch the ones they throw to you.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't come often, and when they do, you want to make sure you take advantage of it, and, you know, I think we did that.
Into that game last Sunday thinking there's a chance that Cutler's going to put it up here?
Personally, I didn't think I was going to be playing that much, but that's just the way it works. And but we knew. I mean, that's his history. If you know Jay Cutler and you've been watching him, I mean, he has a whole lot of turnover, whether fumbling the ball in the pocket or sack fumbles or interceptions. So we knew the opportunity would be there if we just brought pressure up front. And, you know, we knew he'll get the chance. He's going to throw us one or two, and we just had to catch the ball. That was just the bottom line.
When a quarterback throws a pass like that, like the one he threw to you or like the one he threw to Tre'Davious, where he basically threw a punt to Tre'Davious where he just had to catch it like that. In your mind, after you dribbled the ball to yourself, do you say to yourself, did he really just throw that? Like, where was he looking?
It was actually what I said to myself when I seen the ball coming. I'm like, he really just threw it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And then it was, let's catch it and run with it.
Mm-hmm. So. That game against the Dolphins, you know, the analytics website, Pro Football Focus, had you as having the best game among any Bills defensive back. I think three targets your way and no completions. Did you feel like that was one of your best games since you've been here?
Yeah, it was. I mean, coming in the midst of the game and just the timing of it, I got a turnover, and I didn't give up any catches. And so, I mean, if I could say one of my best games.
It's been an interesting season for you in that you've been in and out of the lineup a couple of times, inactive a couple. What are you smiling about?
Yeah, it's just
it's more than interesting.
It's been one of those years, man.
Is it frustrating when you're you know, scratched and that's happened when EJ was ready? Is that frustrating for you when that happened?
I mean, as a competitor, yes. But, you know, as a team player and, you know, and just me just playing my role and just respecting what my role is on this team and just doing what I'm asked to do to kind of help this team win. At this point, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to win football games. And, you know, if I can help in any type of way, whether coming out and practice and practicing hard and getting guys ready to go or, you know, when my number is called, just being ready no matter what.
There were, I think, three straight games where you were inactive, right?
Yeah, three.
How do they
– like, don't bring it back up.
Well, all right, one more question about this.
How do they tell you?
How do they tell you? How do they break that news? Is it Friday? Is it Saturday? What?
Yeah, it's typically Friday. They kind of – I mean, I'm a veteran in this game, and I've seen it a lot of times. So you kind of can tell.
Yeah.
The first time it caught me by surprise, it was a San Diego game. To be honest with you, I had like 40-something tickets. And had to find out that I wasn't even going to be active. It was like on a Friday or Saturday. So that one was probably the one that kind of hurt the most for me. Just going back playing against the Chargers in L.A. and having my family there and all that. But and I didn't really know. It was kind of like, you know, am I going to be inactive? It came Friday. I wasn't on no special teams. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
I remember watching them tell a guy on Sunday morning, like, yo, you're going to be down for this game. He was like, what?
Hey,
we're about to be on the field in like 3 hours.
I've probably been part of that, walking in on Sunday and not expecting to be down and you're down and not expecting to be up and you're up. You know, like, oh, man, I didn't have any reps this week, but I'm up. And kind of one of those situations on Sunday. Well, I was surprised to be up, to be honest with you. We thought, you know, EJ was back. It was kind of going to be the same rotation. Didn't really get that many practice reps Friday. Wasn't on special teams too much. Right. And then, you know, but thank God I stayed ready. I stayed in my books and stayed ready.
You think that was because of what the Dolphins do? They like to go four wide. You know, you don't have too many teams that will go four wide, but you need extra corners up when you have a team that's going four wide.
Yeah, definitely. And just, I mean, in the secondary, you just never really know. I mean, from sprinting and stopping and tackling, you know, and it's one of those positions where you never really know, you know, when the chances of guys going down.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would hate to
not have enough
corners. And I said, they do a good job. And like I said, it was one of those, the past 2 weeks it worked out. EJ and Tre'Davious played the whole game. Leonard played the whole game, other than him not play nickel. But, I mean, they do a good job kind of figuring it out. And it takes them time to kind of, you know, figure it out. And I just got to be patient and understand, you know what I mean, what the process is for them to decide who's going to be active, who's not. And that's their job. And they do a good job at it. And luckily, I was active. And, you know, EJ going down in the game and, you know, me being ready.
And oftentimes that process is not just about your group. It's about we need this number of years. The number's got to come from somewhere. You did not play in the first New England game 3 weeks ago. Obviously, you've looked at the video. What can the Bills take from that game that it would apply to this Sunday's game?
Oh, man. Like, I mean, just looking at the stats, like the first half of the game is for us is just finishing. I mean, you look at their numbers the first half and their numbers the second half as far as passing yards and what they were able to do against us. It made the difference. And if we play a tight first half, second half like we did the first half, it's a whole different game. So we just want to focus on finishing the whole game every quarter against those guys because, you know, that's what it takes to beat a team like that. We've seen the Pittsburgh game. You know, it goes down to the wire. You got to be able to finish at the end of the game.
I'm not sure how many times you've actually lined up against the Patriots, but they're notorious for making changes at halftime and what they're doing and their approach to the game. How big of a change do they really make? Is it something totally different that you have never even seen from them?
Not too much. They do what they do. I mean, they might pick and choose a couple things, or they might have seen a play that didn't work for them in the first half. They'll go back to that play kind of at the right time. But they don't do too many different things. You know, they have their go-to plays, but like you said, he might have missed a throw on third down and got sacked, and it's like he's not going to mess up too many times back there in that pocket. But they said, we got to just keep bringing the pressure and keep, you know, put the pressure on them, not on us.
Mm-hmm. Sharice, it's the Patriots. They're defending, you know, Super Bowl champs. They won the division again this year. Among some elements of the fan base, I think it's like, well, here we go, Patriots, chalk it up as an L. In that, in your locker room, though, I'm sure it's a much different feeling. Like, maybe even like, yeah, let's see what we can do against Tom Brady and Gronkowski and all those.
Yeah, I mean, we're up for the challenge. I mean, Coach McDermott does a good job just keeping us no matter what. I mean, we are who we are. They put their shoes on just like us. They put their uniform on just, they're human just like us. I mean, you seen what the Dolphins did to them, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. when they didn't have Gronkowski, but, you know, they were able to beat them, and we were able to beat the Dolphins. And any given Sunday in the NFL, man, anybody can lose that day. So just knowing that and knowing who we are as a team and how confident we are, we got to go in with confidence. So,
you know, we talk so much about Gronk, but they also brought over Brandon Cooks, and he was supposed to be a difference maker. He hasn't been that much of a difference maker, but you see him make some big time plays. What do you see out of him and how they use him?
Yeah, I mean, him just with the speed, being able to go up top, you know, and stretch the field vertically, you know, to get the corner out of there and run a Gronkowski on the underneath route, you know, in certain zone coverages. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. you got to respect his speed, and like you say, he's a good player, and you got to respect him. And he comes through when the number's called. Put it that way. Yeah. Yeah.
Sharice, I've been told that one of your teammates recently took a shot at you when asked the question, so I'm going to give you a chance. Is which one of your teammates would you least like your sister to date, to go out with?
Preston Brown.
Really?
Yes.
Why
that was
that?
Quick response.
yeah, you didn't even think about it.
probably not one, because his name is Preston. Two, because he's not a fan of USC. And three, he said me when he was asked you. That question. So
payback.
Got to give it back to him.
So he said he wouldn't want you to date his sister.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm probably the best man for her.
Tell him you resourceful, man. You took an Uber from Chicago to Buffalo.
Hey, I find a way to make it happen.
Yeah,
man.
I make it happen, type man. Of guy I make you it happen want. For your sister,
it's
man.
The type of guy you want in your family, man.
Sharice, thanks for this. Good luck to you Sunday. Thanks for coming by. Sharice Wright, Bill's Corner, joining us in studio after practice today.